In the wake of last night's storms, we've got a beautiful Wednesday. Good morning. It's 9:04, and this is Jim O'Hara with news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. Moline police have arrested a suspect they believe is solely responsible for a double homicide of two teenagers earlier this month. On the morning of May 5th, officers responded to a call about an unknown problem at a house in the 1800 block of 31st Street in Moline. They found 17-year-old Giovanni Flores and 19-year-old Zachary Meinke dead from gunshot wounds in the basement. Early yesterday morning, police arrested 20-year-old Israel Martinez. The Davenport man is accused of killing both Moline teenagers. He's charged with 7 counts, including 2 counts of first-degree murder. Moline police carried out 2 search warrants, one in East Moline and another in Davenport. Martinez is being held in Scott County Jail awaiting extradition to Illinois. In sports, the Quad City River Bandits play at Modern Woodman Park beginning at 4 p.m. today against Dayton. Late tonight in the WNBA, Caitlin Clark and her Indiana Fever play in Seattle. WVIK Quad Cities weather mostly sunny today, high near 75. Overnight clear with a low around 53. For Thursday, sunny, high near 80. Showers are likely on Friday. Coming up on Think, it wasn't that long ago when it was standard practice to send a child with an intellectual disability to an institution. Jennifer Senior, a staff writer at The Atlantic, talks about her aunt who was sent away before she was 2 years old. The sadness that her family felt in her absence at noon today on Think, right here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara, WVIK News.